Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Well, we've got a three-pronged attack for you this morning. I'm going to kick it off by giving us a little Champions League update there, and I can tell you a Joshua Kimmich goal for Bayern Munich put Arsenal to bed. A 1-0 victory was enough for Bayern to get up on overall aggregate, so they go through to the semi-final, and they will be playing Real Madrid, who have eliminated Manchester City. And Manchester City went down in the 12th minute. Rodrigo scored an early goal. Kevin De Bruyne kept the fans waiting until the 76th minute when he equalised at 1-0. That's where it was at full time. The extra time, no goals, so they went to penalties. And the unsuccessful penalty takers, they're the key here. Luka Modric missed the first one for Real Madrid, and Arsenal at that point were 1-0 up. And then Silva missed the penalty, Kovacic missed the penalty, and from Real Madrid's point of view, they were perfect from the spot from that point onwards. So they won 4-3 and eliminated Manchester City. So no English sides at all involved in the Champions League. Right, let's get across to elimination. Talking of elimination, that's the stage we're at, Finn, with the NBA and a couple of interesting results yesterday. LeBron getting his side through, played 41 minutes, LeBron. 41 minutes yesterday, which is amazing for a player of his age. At least he inspired them to do something with Seb Curry, Klay Thompson, their perennial pest, Draymond Green. Couldn't get it done for the fancied Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, two games yesterday, two play-in tournament games in the Western Conference. The Kings got up over the Warriors. The Warriors were never in it. They really, really weren't. Klay Thompson had an abysmal game. He shot 0% from the field. He missed 10 field goals in his time on the court. Steph Curry tried. He had 22 points, shot 50%. Not the greatest game from Steph Curry. Definitely probably should have taken the team on his back a little bit more. And yeah, Draymond Green being the pest he is didn't really bring too much to the side. The Warriors were never in it, and they're out of the playoffs, and this is probably officially the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty that has been taking over the NBA since 2015. Klay Thompson will be heading to free agency in the offseason, so he may be on his way to a different team. And yeah, in the other game, we had the Lakers versus the Pelicans. Despite Zion Williamson scoring a huge 40 points for the Pelicans, the Lakers got up 110 to 106, and Zion Williamson left the game with 3 minutes left with a hamstring injury. And with the Pelicans losing that game, they'll be playing the Sacramento Kings. But Zion Williamson will be injured and will be missing that game. So despite the Pelicans taking a clean sweep in the regular season series between the Pelicans and the Kings, I really don't see how the Pelicans can win this one. I think the Kings will be taking that 8th seed spot in the West.
Okay, well, it started already today. Who's in action and who's later in the day?
So we got Miami and Philadelphia playing the first play-in tournament game right now. It's a very close game. It's literally 22 apiece at the end of the first quarter. And then we also have the Hawks and the Chicago Bulls facing off a little bit later.
Who would you pick in both of these games?
This Heat Sixers game is going to go down to the wire. It is the playoffs. Jimmy Butler is definitely going to be in playoff mode, despite him looking a little hurt on the floor right now. Hopefully he's all right. But this game is going to go down to the wire. Two completely stacked teams, despite them being the 8th and the 7th seed. Very, very talented. In terms of the Hawks and the Bulls, I think I'm going to have to take the Hawks on this one.
Okay, that was fun now with the basketball updates. And, of course, NBL continuing around the country as well. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll give a full review to that on maybe tonight's game. Tomorrow we'll look at the result there. Brian, you got some news for us as well, and some really cool Olympic news.
Yes, there it is. I can turn my mic on there. Yeah, well, 99 days now till the Olympics. yesterday was obviously the 100th, and they started the torch ceremony, the great ceremony that everyone who has watched the Olympics knows. My first real memory of it was probably Barcelona when it finally got there and they took the shot with the arrow. The archer took the shot and actually missed, but they had contingencies in plan to get it lit on fire. But yes, as I was saying, it started yesterday. It'll be on Greek soil for 11 days, where 600 torchbearers, will carry the flame over a distance of about 5,000 kilometres through 41 municipalities in Greece. It'll then jump on a boat, make its way to France, and will be there by May 8th. It should reach France, and once it reaches the shores, 10,000 torchbearers will carry the flame across 64 French territories. Now, that is incredible that 10,000 people will get to touch it before it reaches its final stage and is put to light the main one that they have there. I think it's by the Eiffel Tower. Geez, had all my information.
The Arc de Triomphe, it'll go down there. Champs-Élysées, it'll be down there, I imagine.
Yes. That's one of the places. Now, there are security concerns that they are facing that may see it moved from the ceremony move from the River Seine. Is that how you say it, Smithy?
The Seine.
I mean, we already know that's in a bit of trouble with the triathlon, going to a duathlon. But yeah, she's all in full swing now. If you have a chance, jump online and have a look at the opening ceremony. It was something that harks back to obviously the origins. It was pretty crazy to watch. It almost looked like a Woody, what was that guy's name? Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Looked like a Woody Allen play scripted. It was very interesting, very weird, very Greek, and very Olympic. So definitely looking forward to the Olympics coming up very, very soon. 99 days, Smithy.
99 days, and 24 good reasons. I was reading an article and stuff. 24 good reasons for New Zealanders to be very keen about the Paris Olympics, because that's the number of contenders we have across the board. Really, we have a lot of medal chances in some of the sports, and of course we also have the situation of the greatest athletes in the world taking part for the greatest prize, the Olympic gold medal. So the stories will start to unfold, and we'll be focusing in on that here on SENZ. Is that it for you, Brian? You got anything else?
Just still staying with the Olympics. We're all going to be tuned in for the glamour event, aren't we? I mean, we're going to have a woman racing in it this time around, the 100 metres. That's incredible.
It is staggering. Zoe Hobbs, of course, if she can make the last eight.
She's in with a shot too.
She's absolutely in with a shot. It'll all depend if she can produce a peak performance in qualifying, get through the semi-final and line up against the greats, the absolute greats. It features, it does promise to be one of the feature events, the women's 100 metres. We've got Tom Walsh and, we've got Hamish Kerr. We have got any number, Jacko Gill, number of chances, any number of chances across the board in track and field. And now swimmers, of course, Erica Fairweather, Lewis Clairbert, who we talked to last week, in the pool as well. And another nine have made the qualifying stage out of the pool. But the question is, will they get all 11 of them get the chance to go to Paris? Thanks, gentlemen.